Yeah, you know, I'm really treating it like I'm playing for the first time because, I mean, obviously I was in there for just a handful of plays at the end of the game, and while I'm familiar with them from having been here a couple of years and obviously being a division opponent, you know, I'm really treating it like I'm facing for the first time.
Is that hard to go into it like that?
No, not really, because, I mean, really, we do it pretty much every week, you know, outside of the division, so... I'm that unfamiliar with him. It's just I obviously approaching it a little bit different this time around.
How aware are you guys that the longer this streak goes, the more the teams are going to say we want to be the ones that knock them off?
Well, I think we're certainly going to get people's best every week. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. And certainly Jacksonville always brings their best against us. So it's a division opponent. We know each other extremely well, we know it's going to be a very tough game.
How's your nose, Kerry?
Fine.
USA Today had a poll out, I think, yesterday where the question was, when will the Titans lose their first game? Mm-hmm. The highest point total was like 40%, say, week 16 against Pittsburgh. But the next highest was you'll finish the regular season undefeated. Does that surprise you to hear something like that?
It's one of those things where we're so focused on what's going on here that anything that's said about that kind of thing has absolutely no bearing on what my preparation is or what this team's preparation is. And the mantra around here is, hey, we got one this week. It's a tough one. We need to prepare well and get ready to play.
What's Brandon Jones done the last 2-3 weeks is kind of seemingly the light has come on for him?
Yeah, I think Brandon's really come around. I think he's really playing with more confidence. I think he is running crisper routes. I mean, I think just his overall preparation is a lot better. I think he's starting to see how good he can be, you know, and I think he's starting to believe in how good he can be. And he's made some huge catches for us, you know, especially the last few weeks. So, Brandon is turning on at the right time for us.
Kerry, everybody's talking about the defensive line, and you're playing Chris Johnson. Nobody's talking about five guys, and that's your offensive line. Talk about what the job they've done so far.
This offensive line is as good as any I've been around. They have done just a tremendously good job this year. And while the other day we couldn't run the ball, it was tough. They were loading up the box. The pass protection was just absolutely stellar. So, and really, it's been stellar all year long. And for an old guy like me who can't move around a whole lot, I owe those guys a lot.
As you drop back to pass now, you know, you had the tight ends early on. Now you got the wide receivers in the mix. You got Chris Johnson out of the backfield. I mean, you must feel like in the candy store in a way.
Yeah, I think we're getting better. I think we're finding out you know, what we do best, the things we do best, the guys who do certain things well, what, you know, kind of become what our identity is as an offense. And I think that's so important. I think teams as the season goes along, I think get better and learn more about themselves and understand more about themselves. And you know, everybody from day one is giving our receivers a hard time, but those guys are just making plays in big situations. And you know, I think our passing game is getting better and better. By no means do I think we've played our best game yet.
Which do you prefer, noon or 3:15 games? Do you have a preference?
Either one's fine. You know, noon's good. I like to get up and go play. 3:15, really, it's not that much different. I mean, you get to sleep in a little bit more, but you get home a little bit quicker. Noon games, but you know, other than that, really not a big difference.